We also want to discuss, I think, Metal Machine Music, which is a classic Lou Reed album, which I'm just going to fish about here somewhere. I've got it here somewhere.
I could impersonate it if you'd like me to.
Well, go on then.
That's pretty much what it sounds like.
Well, why did Lou Reed do this album?
I think he was mad at RCA. He was mad at his fans. He wanted to do something experimental. He wanted to do something that was different. But basically, all he did was package something in such a way that it looked like a live album and then made his fans pay $10 for something that sounded like...
I can't wait to hear it.
And that's been reissued on CD recently, which shows you, A, that there's a market for everything, and B, maybe this reissue thing has gone a bit too far.
It's around somewhere. When I find out, I'm going to play some of it. You don't have a kind word for George Michael as well, who's got a lot of fans.
Well, sure, but I don't think there's any real correlation between being popular and being good. There are great records that sell a lot of copies. Purple Rain was a big hit. Yeah, I'm just thinking of records that are enormously successful and also enormously good. But, you know, there are great records that sell nothing. There are horrible records that are real successful and horrible records that sell nothing.
What's the problem with George Michael?
Oh, where do we start?
Well,
he's someone who is, you know, tremendously derivative performer, very, you know, very soft, really not committed, and... you know, I guess he gave Andrew Ridgeley work for a while when it was clear that Andrew was not going to be able to make a living doing anything else, so...
He looks great, though, doesn't he?
I'll have to take your word for it.
All the shades and the designer stubble looks very, very cool.
It's something, you know, I think he got that from Don Johnson, actually, which when you start to look at Don Johnson as an inspiration for anything, you're pretty much in trouble.